You are listening to Legally Binding, a podcast brought to you by Jackson Corporate Law that is all about providing the business community with useful and practical legal tips and advice for growing and sustaining business ventures. For more information, please feel free to visit our website at www.jacksoncorporatelaw.com. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you again for having me back. On the show, one of the things that I harp on often is companies, individuals doing business, not entering into gentlemen's agreements. So that's just handshake agreements, right? So once you've entered into an agreement, you figure out how the beginning of the relationship is going to go. One thing that we don't often think about is how the relationship is going to end. You'd be surprised how many contracts I read and there is no term or termination clause. So term meaning this contract is going to last for a year, for 2 years. Termination is how do I get out of this contract? So anytime you enter into a business relationship, you want to make sure that that business relationship remains beneficial to both parties involved. Whether you are performing services or someone is performing services for you, you have to ensure that the money that you're spending in furtherance of that contract remains to be good money that's spent, right? So let's discuss a few topics. So one, in putting a termination clause in, how does pay work? So Mikai, you were in sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were paid.
Still
were you,
am.
And still am, right? Are you paid on commissions?
Absolutely.
So one of the things that...
Yes.
In part, right?
Yes.
In part. So one of the things that individuals need to think about in putting a termination clause in, especially when it's for anything dealing with payment and performance and has commission implications is, okay, well, let's say that I want to terminate this person 5 months into the contract, right? And they're working on sales deals. How does payment work at the time of termination? If they introduce me to potential clients, to potential customers, how long am I paying them commissions? If you don't put anything in the contract, are you paying them commissions and royalties forever? Do they tail off? So typically what we encourage for business owners is that you put a tail on it, right? So if you're paying someone commissions on sales, one, if that deal doesn't close within 90 days after that person is terminated, they don't get any commissions.
Or that's very nice. I mean, 90 days.
90 days is nice,
that's
right?
Really nice. Right. Whoever is doing that, I may go back to corporate America to get that policy.
Right, and again, it somewhat depends on the life cycle of closing the deal, right? So
right.
If you typically close deals within 30 days, then it needs to be 30 days. But for larger deals where you're doing a lot of courting and it takes longer for the deal to close and it's worth more money, we say about 90 days is a good time, right? So you have to ensure that whether it's reduced commission fees or whether it's no commission fees, that's put in the paperwork, because from the business side, you don't want to be stuck paying out more money than you have to, right?
Exactly.
And then let's talk about performance. A lot of times when you enter into contracts, there's some sort of exclusivity that goes with it. So whether you're entering into a contract with a manufacturer or if you're selling your business, there's some sort of time frame for exclusivity, meaning you can't do business with anybody else. You can't shop around for anybody else. I had one client that came to me, entered into a business relationship. The person was not performing, but there were no set metrics or standards for performance in the contract, and there were no terms for terminating the contract. And this was an exclusive contract, right? So this person, so the company was essentially stuck utilizing this one consultant that was not performing and had very few ways of actually getting out. So they had to pay the person, and the consultant was just in a free riding contract. So you need to set metrics, right? And then you need to set actual standards for getting out and not having to pay someone who's not performing. So let's say that I'm supposed to bring you 5 deals per quarter, and I bring you 1. If there's nothing in the contract really dictating how to get out of the contract, then you're just stuck. So that's a huge issue that we see, is that people not only don't think about the end of a relationship, because everything that has a beginning has an end, but they don't think about the implications of ending. So they don't think about, well, how is pay going to work if I need to get out because the relationship is just not working out for me anymore, or the terms for liability after the fact. So if I fire somebody, is there something in the clause stating that I am not liable for anything that happens once they are fired, or are they going to indemnify me once they are fired for any acts that they took while they were still a part of the company?
Right. That is, now let me ask you this. Why do you think small businesses get into handshake agreements, especially when it comes to salespeople? What is a common thing that you see with that?
So I think it's like with any relationship. You go into it bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You feel like you're on top of the world. You have so much hope in this other company or this other individual for what they're going to be able to do to perform. And so you're so focused on the money aspect of it, right? You're so focused on getting a relationship going, trying to get money in the door, that you don't think about the worst case scenario. You don't think about, well, what happens if this person doesn't perform? What happens if I need to get out of the contract, either because they're not doing something right or just because it's convenient for my business, right? Maybe I want to take a different direction. So I think most of the time it's a lack of having a view on the worst case scenario or just identifying what could possibly happen outside of you making money.
Once again, this has been Legally Binding, brought to you by Jackson Corporate Law. For more information, visit our website, www.jacksoncorporatelaw.com. And of course, don't forget to follow us on all forms of social media and subscribe to our podcast so that you can receive updates on each newly released episode. Until next time, we wish you continued success in life and in business.